It's here and now, and it's going to be a big week in Washington. A government shutdown looms. There are big foreign policy decisions to be made, and now new calls for gun control following the Navy Yard shootings. And if you don't feel like your voice is being heard in these debates, Ben Cohen says, blame our campaign finance laws. He is the founder of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, and he now has a new title, the head stamper at stampstampede.org. He is stamping dollar bills to draw attention to fighting money in politics. He's with us in the studio. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Good to be here.
As we meet today, we are a week away from a potential government shutdown. There's a lot going on in Washington. How much do you think that has to do with money in politics?
I think it has everything to do with money in politics. I think that the fact that our politicians are bought and paid for by corporations and the wealthiest 0.01% is why they're representing the interests of the corporations and the wealthiest Americans at the expense of everybody else.
Well, so tell us what you're trying to do about this. Why do you think that stamping money is going to make a difference?
Well, this is part of a much larger national movement that involves many nonprofits that are working to overturn Citizens United, the Supreme Court decision that essentially opened the floodgates for corporations spending as much money as they want to influence elections. And so already 16 states have passed resolutions in favor of this amendment. There's about 120 senators and U.S. congressmen that have signed on to an amendment. And we're helping to build this movement by stamping money with messages like not to be used for bribing politicians and stamp money out of politics.
You've got some stamps right here and some money right over there. Are those dollar bills stamped right now?
No, I think we can decorate these dollars right here and now. I'll send a stamp your way.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is the not to be used for bribing politicians stamp. I'm stamping on the front and on
the back. Is that legal, by the way, to stamp
money?
It
is totally legal. You know, a lot of people grew up to believe that it's not legal to do this, but if you read the law, it actually states that as long as you're not obliterating the dollar bill, as long as it's still obviously money, and as long as you're not advertising a commercial business, it's okay.
That it's okay. And this, you've just stamped not to be used for bribing politicians, and then it says
Amend the Constitution.
It's sort of on George Washington's face, so it's hard to see that. But amend the Constitution, stampstampede.org, hashtag get money out.
That's right. So already we've got 12,000 people around the country that are stamping dollar bills. And the amazing thing about stamping a dollar bill is that you change it from just a piece of money to a piece of media. It's a communications device.
Do you think that the message just hasn't gotten out to people that this is part of the problem as you see it?
The message has totally gotten out to people. 80% of Republicans and Democrats want to get money out of politics. They realize the system is broken, but they don't know what they can do about it. You know, normally, if you feel like you want the government to do something, the only thing you can do is sign a petition. Well, stamping money is like a petition on steroids. Hmm. Because every time you put a stamp dollar bill into circulation, over 800 people see it as it passes hands. And, you know, if you stamp $3 bills a day for a year, that creates a million impressions. And so that adds up, and it's huge, and essentially this becomes ongoing, visual, increasing support for getting this amendment passed.
How long do you think it's going to take to do something about this?
You know, I think it's going to be another 6 to 10 years. You know, we have, as I say, 16 states who are already voted in favor. We add about 5 or 6 new states a year. And when we've got a majority of the states and then 2/3 and then 3/4, the pressure on politicians becomes enormous.
We're talking with Ben Cohen, the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, who is also now trying to get money out of politics with stampstampede.org. And you're listening to Here and Now. And Ben Cohen, it is not easy to pass a constitutional amendment. What do you think are the hurdles here? And of course, members of Congress, many of them are not going to be that excited about taking away some of their funding.
Certainly, this movement is not going to come from inside the Beltway. That's where the problem is. Politicians need to be forced into it. And, you know, politicians care about money and they care about votes. And when you've got all of your constituents saying that we want you to pass this amendment, they kind of don't have much choice.
And, of course, many people make the argument that this is an issue of free speech. That was what the Supreme Court said, that this is you can't restrict money because it's a speech issue. How do you respond to that?
I respond to it by saying it's absurd. I mean, everybody except five Supreme Court justices realizes that corporations are not people and money is not free speech. I mean, if you allow unlimited amounts of money to influence elections, essentially what that does is it drowns out everybody else's voice. And that was not the intent of the country. It's supposed to be one person, one vote, not $1, one vote.
And what about the idea that a real part of the problem is that members of Congress are now districted? They've been redistricted into these districts where they don't have to answer to anybody except those who already agree with them.
That's a huge problem.
But
that's
you think
one.
Money? You think corporate money coming in is the real issue?
Unlimited corporate money and unlimited money from the richest 0.01% of Americans. Yeah, because they're essential. I mean, they're not giving this money out of the goodness of their hearts. I mean, they're giving this money because they want particular legislation passed or not passed. And that's why we don't have a reasonable energy policy in the country. That's why we can't pass environmental laws.
Is the company that bought your company, Unilever, on board with you on this?
You know, they are actually on board with the idea of getting money out of politics. Ben & Jerry's itself is running its Get the Dough Out campaign.
Hmm.
And
is there going to be a flavor?
Well, you know, the Steve Colbert flavor, Americone Dream, the copy on the package has been changed to talk about getting money out of politics.
Well, Ben Cohen, I can't have you in here and not ask you about your favorite flavor that you have right now.
Cherry Garcia.
See, that's mine, too. Although I'm a fan of the Cherry Garcia Froyo.
Yep. You know, you don't need to move on to Froyo, but for those of us that are getting on in years, yeah, Froyo is the direction that we head in.
You can eat a lot more Froyo.
Yeah.
For the same amount of calories as you could have just one little bit of the regular.
That's exactly right.
Ben Cohen is the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's. You can find out more about his Stamp Stampede campaign at hereandnow.org. Ben, thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
And Sasha, what is your favorite?
Oh, it's so hard to choose. I would say either Chunky Monkey or Chocolate Fudge Brownie.
They're
all so good.
You can go to our website, hereandnow.org, and let us know your favorite flavor or what you think about Ben's idea, hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at constantcontact.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.